Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
We're already recording, just FYI. It started recording as soon as I logged in.
Okay.
So there's 7 minutes of silence.
Ooh. Jamie will be excited to know that.
Right?
Okay.
All right. Is anyone planning to talk about great courses other than me?
No. Let me check
Okay.
in my notes. Yeah, no, I'm not planning on that.
I'm not either.
Great. Let me just find my description of Canopy real fast.
Also, I have my cats in here because they're not allowed to be talking to the other cats right now. So if you hear cats crying, it's because I'm not opening the door for them.
Fair enough. All right, are we ready? All
Yeah.
right, Jamie, we're really going to start now. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our January podcast from the Clinton Macomb Public Library. My name is Amy. I'm an adult services librarian, and with us is Megan.
Good. Well, hello, whenever you're listening.
And Justine.
Hello.
So CMPL recently subscribed to a new digital service called Canopy, and in it, it's basically streaming content, movies and documentaries and TV shows. It bills itself as thoughtful entertainment, so it's not necessarily the Marvel movies and things like that, but there's lots of content that I was surprised by. So we are going to talk about some of that today. Who wants to go first?
I'll jump
I'm
in.
okay.
Oh,
All right.
one of the things. So yeah, I created a Canopy account last month in December when we first got it, and I've been poking around a little bit. I've added lots of things to my watch list,
So have
which is
I. Like I've got more things on my list than I've actually watched.
yes, same. Because there are a lot of movies, and I don't always have time to watch movies. But one of the things that I was really looking for were things that I could watch with my recently turned 9-year-old. So he's at that kind of weird age where, like, he doesn't really want kid stuff, and I don't want to watch, really like kid stuff. So what it was there that we could watch together? And so yes, I've added a bunch of things to the watch list. Some of them are, like, and they seem sort of anime adjacent because he's
Lots,
into
yes.
that. So I was excited about some of those things. There's something called Patma Inverted, which looks like something we would both enjoy. There's also some old stuff, like a ton of Jim Henson stuff, which
I love
I
that.
love the Muppets. We like Fraggles. So I'm kind of excited to watch these kind of weird things from the 80s. Jim Henson's The Storyteller. Those are a couple series
Does your
and some other
9-year-old like
specials.
Jim Henson? Because
Yes.
I took my 10-year-old to the Jim Henson like exhibit, and she had no idea. I felt like I
Oh.
failed as a parent because she was like, "Who
Oh.
are these characters? I have no idea who this." I know. I was like, "What have I done or not
No.
done?"
I think it helps that his 18-year-old sister is also into like Labyrinth,
Sure, sure.
the what's that other Dark Crystal.
Yep.
So yes, we're excited to watch those things together. And then there's some other like kind of stuff from the 80s. Like I saw All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yes.
I loved that movie, and so I'm excited to kind of go back and see things that I forgot about that I would just absolutely make the rest of my family watch.
I do think that like browsing through Canopy for the purpose of this podcast was kind of like a trip down nostalgia lane. I was like, oh, they have this movie that I loved. And so I do like that about it. We should probably take a moment to explain how Canopy works. Sure, I should have done that at the beginning, but I didn't. So CMPL patrons get 15 what they call tickets to use every month, and everything you choose to watch costs a certain number of tickets. Kids content is free. It doesn't cost you any tickets. You can watch as much of it as you want. Other content ranges between 1 and 5 tickets. So we thought 15 was a good number that should provide a lot of quality content for people each month.
Yeah, and this kid stuff, it ranges, from one or two tickets for the movies to there are a few TV shows that are kind of in that Y7 PG rated kind of
Sure.
realm that I think we would like together. One is Atlantis from the BBC, which is something I didn't even know existed, but kind of seems fantasy-esque. And I love stuff from the BBC, but we're not going to watch murder mysteries together. So maybe we'll
That's like
try
my
that.
whole list of things to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Also, on the topic of kids, I think it's anything that's on the Kids Unlimited section. That's only one ticket, right? Or is it just free?
No tickets from Kids Unlimited.
Yeah. So anything that's in the kids area is free to all patrons.
There is, like Megan commented, there's some stuff that will appeal to kids, but it's not necessarily considered straight up kids programming, so that would cost tickets.
But I'm excited to watch some of this stuff as a family.
Sure. What about you, Justine?
I do have a few animated movies. Yeah, there's a lot of anime stuff. This is more adult, but a lot of Satoshi Kon is on there. So Millennium Actress, that's one of my favorite movies.
So not
No, not the
the Muppets.
Muppets. I would say maybe Loving Vincent. This isn't anime, but it's animated like a Vincent Van Gogh painting, and it's about a man trying to piece together the last days of Van Gogh's life. So, like, maybe for a
I feel like I've
teenager, but not a
seen
kid.
this.
Cute. Oh, sad, but yeah. And then Secret of Kells, I would recommend for kids.
That's on my watch list, yeah.
Yeah, I really like that one. It's like illustrated like an illuminated manuscript. It's very unique. I enjoyed it a lot.
Excellent. So if anyone's ever heard me on this podcast or anywhere else in the library, I like thrillers and crime. Like that's my bag, that to watch. So I was excited to see, I know you've seen it in the move with all the news lately, the Gilgo Beach murders and how they've looked for this ser like in real life, like they've looked for this serious serial killer and they recently caught him. And when that happened, it sparked this like, oh, there was a documentary about these murders that I've always meant to watch. And it's on Canopy. So I was super excited. It's called The Killing Season. And it's from 2016. So it's a little bit older, but it's always been in the back of my brain to watch this. So I'm excited to watch that. There's also a lot of other really interesting documentary topics. That sort of just kept pinging my brain, like, oh yeah, I remember when that came out and I was gonna watch it. So I'm excited for the documentary section just overall.
I
And
have a lot of
then
documentaries I can recommend
I mean, I shouldn't talk about this because I don't know if they're in Canopy, but like some of the documentaries I've seen are so fascinating to me. Like The King of Kong, have you seen that, Justine?
on there. No, it
It's
sounds
this.
like I'd like it.
It's this guy going for the world record in Donkey Kong. And it's the most fascinating subculture I've ever watched an hour about. Like, and then War of the Words, like competitive Scrabble players. Fascinating, fascinating. These people have no social life, but are smarter than all of us times three. Like, it's like all they do is play Scrabble, it seems like. But anyway, I've gotten ridiculously off topic.
Word Wars, Trials and Tribulations of the Scrabble Circuit is
Yes.
available on Canopy.
Shut up. Is it?
Yes.
Justine, you
Awesome.
have to watch
I'm adding it to my
it.
list. It sounds good.
Is King of
One of the
Kong?
things, King of Kong is not. I did not see
Okay.
that one.
Okay, fair enough.
One of the random, like one of the things that I searched when I was looking for stuff was a Michigan. Just to kind
Sure.
of see what was related to Michigan. And there are quite a few documentaries based in Michigan too. Some, a few about the Flint water crisis,
Oh.
but some also about local businesses or certain episodes of PBS series that take place, as well as some feature films. But if you're looking for local stuff, there's even some of that on Canopy.
That's awesome. Another thing I was excited to see was this is not a documentary, The Whale, starring Brendan Fraser. He won the Oscar last year for his portrayal in this film. It's about excuse me, a guy in Idaho. He's a recluse, he's unhealthy, he's basically eating himself to death, but he desperately wants to reconnect with his estranged daughter. I haven't seen it yet, but I remember thinking, oh, we should probably watch this Oscar-winning film. Because when I think of Brendan Fraser, I only think of The Mummy. So so that was another one I was excited to watch. And then I was excited that gr the Great Courses are available on Canopy. So if you're not familiar with Great Courses, it's basically their motto is never stop learning. And they have courses, or like a series, classes is not the right term, but you can learn things from watching these episodes on so many different topics. I'm most excited for the cooking episodes. Some of them look absolutely fascinated. I think my husband already watched the beer episode to learn about all the different types of beer, but there's like learn a language, public speaking, how to survive a disaster, the best places to travel to, and what you should do while you're traveling there. Like there's so many different topics, and those are all available through Canopy as well.
Yeah, and what is kind of neat too that they talked about, and you'll see if you log in. And is that some of these have supplemental materials? So some of the great courses, it's not just the video, but you can download a PDF with printouts basically that go with the course. So I thought that was kind of neat too, so that you could have access to information even if you aren't watching it. And I say easier to do on a computer because it's an app. So you can do it on a computer or on a mobile device. You can watch Canopy content, but you can also put it on your TV. So
Yes, which
for
was
anybody
incredible.
who, oh, sorry,
No,
continue.
you go, Justine.
For anybody who has Hoopla, it's a similar system. I've noticed that Canopy is available on more devices though than Hoopla. So like your Roku, if you have a smart TV, a lot of times it'll be an app on there.
I'm not the most tech savvy human being, and I found it super easy to get it onto our TV. Yes. So I feel like I was going to mention something else and I don't remember what it was. So someone keep talking so I can think of what it was. No pressure.
I have document or not just documentaries, because I have those recommendations, but also silent movies. Not all silent movies are public domain yet. We're getting there though. But if you want high quality, I definitely recommend going on Canopy and checking them out. They have stuff like A Trip to the Moon. My favorite on there is Metropolis, which is a science fiction one. It's like a Weimar Germany one.
It's pretty
Also,
famous.
yeah, like
I
C-3PO.
thought it was boring.
I loved
Ten.
it. I was so impressed by the special effects. I was like, wow, they were trying their best.
That's fair. It was from the 20s, I think, right? So it's
I have to
very
admit,
early.
any film without sound, I would concur with Megan, is probably boring. Like, I can't think, I don't know.
Because,
It
yeah, it
just
was
means you're
just really
smarter than us,
long.
Justine.
No, it's not that. It's like I just find things very quaint. I'm like, oh, it's cute because they were trying their hardest. So bad. But yeah, I was gonna recommend Buster Keaton as well. I think like most of his films are on Canopy. So definitely like if you want to watch comedy, I think some Charlie Chaplin is on there. So definitely check out those. They're the classics. But and
Well,
they're
I'm
mostly
sure it is
physical. So.
interesting to note like how film has evolved and like what people were trying in the medium when it was new. I can see how that would be interesting in sort of an academic academic pursuit.
Yeah,
If
I
you're
really
into
like
that.
film. If
So
you're
it's
into that smart stuff.
I
don't know. I think it's fun. I remembered what I was going to say real fast before I forget again. So if you are interested in using Canopy, the first time you do it, you'll log in with your library card, but it will ask you to set up an account with your email address and password. And going forward, you would log in that way. Some people think it's weird when they don't just use their library card. So I wanted just to let people know that it's in fact not weird and what is supposed to happen.
On the total opposite end of the spectrum of, early out of copyright movies, there are things like Amy was saying, like The Whale, that was an Oscar nominee last or Oscar winner last year. There's a whole bunch of stuff from A24, which I feel like is a studio that really shoots hard for Oscar nominees. So The Farewell with Awkwafina. I was meant to watch The Green Knight, but I never did. It is came out,
Oh,
I think,
I've seen
last
that.
year with Dev Patel. Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. I've never seen that. Do
It's on my list too.
My son gets so mad when we say it's time for Brad instead of bed. He is from that book, but book movie little short, but there's a full-length movie and I really want to watch it. And I can on Canopy. Amy.
Oh, Amy, you're muted.
Of course I am. I like that. In addition to like normal categories of things to browse, like movies and documentaries and dramas and comedies, I really like the category that's like the most watched movies of 2023 on Canopy, and like that it divides it up different ways for you. So I can be like, yeah, what's everyone else watching? That's what I want to watch too. So there's lots of great ways to browse on Canopy as well. All right, do we have more to
Oh,
say?
the only other thing that I was going to say, the stuff that I've actually watched so far is mostly shorts, which I feel like I don't often have an opportunity to see. I just don't think of them until it's Oscar season. And then,
Exactly.
oh,
That's what
no
I
one
was going
has
to
seen
say
these.
too. Yes.
But perhaps now we'll be able to. Oscar nominations aren't out, but the Oscar nominated or the Oscar winner from last year, live action, is on here. And so we've watched just a few of those because they're anywhere from, honestly, I saw some that were like an hour long, but some of them are only like 6 minutes, animated and live action both. And it is just kind of neat to see. Just like I like short stories, it's kind of neat to see a whole complete thing that is just short.
I agree. When we went to Disney World a few years ago and we were so hot, like it was so hot outside, we stopped in to see like into this air-conditioned space that was showing Disney short films. It was one of my favorite things of the trip. Like it really is an interesting sort of, I don't know that genre is the right word, but like it's fascinating to watch people tell a story so quickly and have it be so good. So,
Yeah, I think Hair Love is on Canopy, which I enjoyed that one a lot. I think that was an Oscar nominated or winning best short film. I would recommend that animated one.
like Megan, every time the Oscars roll around and they're doing the shorts category, I'm like, why haven't I seen this? This feels like something I would want to watch. So, yeah, that's great. All right, are we good?
I think so.
I think so. It's new. Encourage everybody to just get in there and look
All
around.
right. Yes, new for 2024. Sign up for Canopy. If you have any questions, contact us at the library. But otherwise, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in 2024.
Bye.
My cat is in the background doing somersaults right now. I'm just